Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A bill setting this fall's permanent fund dividend checks at $3,000 failed narrowly in the state Senate yesterday. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that the Senate PFD bill started with a $1,600 dividend, but was amended to the higher amount to bring it in line with a formula set in 1982 state law, a calculation that was used until 3 years ago. Anchorage Republican Senator Mia Costello, who was part of a Senate majority that voted to reduce dividends the past 2 years, supported the larger payout for this year.
Today on this floor, we have a chance to restore public trust that has been broken. I support a full dividend until the statute is changed.
That was challenged by Fairbanks Republican Senator Click Bishop, who said paying the full amount would put the state on a path to exhausting fund earnings.
Furthermore, I want to make sure the people of Alaska get a dividend for now and into the future, and I ain't going to be part and parcel of walking through $19 billion.
Governor Mike Dunleavy says the legislature should approve a full dividend and leave any change to the calculation formula up to a vote of the people. Dunleavy is also calling on lawmakers to trim the budget and get the state on a path to balancing revenue and spending within 2 years. The Senate could take back its vote against the bill as soon as Friday. That's when Wasilla Republican Senator Mike Schauer, who was absent due to his work as a pilot, will be back in Juneau. Schauer supports the full dividend. Even if the state approves full PFD payouts, it's not clear what the House will do. The House majority formed with a goal of not spending down state savings. The fifth running of the 750-mile race to Alaska got underway Monday in Port Townsend, Washington. The Northwest News Network's Tom Bance reports.
Any size boat with any size crew can compete in the race to Alaska as long as it has no motor and can get to Ketchikan self-supported. The 43 entries this year include two stand-up paddleboarders, a Hawaiian-style outrigger sailing canoe, a half dozen rowboats and skiffs, alongside a bunch of really fast racing sailboats, catamarans, and trimarans.
There continue to be interesting boats across a spectrum of craft.
Race co-founder Jake Beatty of the Northwest Maritime Center.
It's just whatever you want to bring. We'll be racing against whatever else other people will like to bring.
As in years past, the winning team collects $10,000 and the runner-up gets a set of steak knives. There is a novel twist this year. Last year's winner is back to defend her title. That's the all-female Seattle area crew of Team Sail Like a Girl. I'm Tom Bonsi in Port Townsend.
For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.